It's time for Backyard Almanac. Larry Weber is an educator, author, and naturalist, and he joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac. Looks like some cold weather might just finally be here, huh, Larry?
Yeah, it sure looks like it. This is just kind of sneaked in on us, and I don't think most people noticed it, but the Weather Service recorded last night, shortly before midnight, that the temperature for yesterday, the low for yesterday, was 6 degrees. Now, so what? January, that doesn't mean anything. Well, it's the coldest we've had since the 1st of December. So, like I said, it kind of sneaked up on us. And if the forecasters are right, we may be seeing a little bit more of that with some snow. The snow is forecasted for the weekend. At first, they said 1 to 3 inches, and then they said 2 to 4 inches. So who knows? By the time it's here, it might be 8 to 10 inches. We don't know, but don't expect a lot. Let's look back at December. This is 2024. Welcome to 24. Also, welcome to perihelion. Perihelion was on January 2 this year. It's almost always between January 2 and January 5. And perihelion is the time in which our planet is closest to the sun as we make a trip around the sun. The trip around the sun is not a circle. It is an ellipse. And therefore, there are times when it's closer and times when it's further away. The closest is perihelion this year, January 2. The furthest away is aphelion, and that is in, or I guess it's pronounced aphelion, and that's in early July. So anyway, happy perihelion. There's another thing that happens on January 5, which I think goes along with declaring a new year, and that is for the first time in months, we are starting to have an earlier sunrise. All this time, the sunrises have kept getting late and late and late until about 8 o'clock, and now they're starting to get earlier, and they will continue to get earlier now for months. December, yet 30 degrees, one of the warmest ever. Some say the warmest, some say the second warmest. Either way, it was one of the warmest ever, much beyond the usual, which is about 17. We didn't set any too many records of high temperatures. We set records on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Both of those were record highs. Overall, there weren't that many. It's the other direction that I thought was amazing. Never once got down to 0 degrees. And certainly, only a couple times below 10 degrees. The snowfall, which was close to 5 inches, according to the Weather Service, that is not record setting. There's been other Decembers that have had less. There's also been other Decembers that have had a non-white Christmas, both in 1979 and 2006. So this is the third one in the last 80 years. But the other statistic is the seasonal total. That's the entire amount of snow that has fallen from the beginning until now. And that was the record that was set last year with 140 inches. Well, this year, as of right now, we have, before this snow comes here, we have only about 8 inches total. And we may be headed the other direction for the least amount of snow for the season, but way too early to say. Things can turn around. We did get plenty of precipitation, and had that been a little colder, we could have had more snow. In doing some driving around in recent days, I've noticed that there is now snow on the ground, at least about an inch pretty much anywhere. But what amazed me was how many streams, waterways, were still open. I thought they'd maybe be froze. Our lake has ice. I've been on it every day lately, and one of the things I love about getting out on the ice is that it's cold enough that when snow falls on it, it doesn't melt. Therefore, it's a wonderful place to see animal tracks. Usually, that is earlier in the season. Usually, it doesn't happen by this time that we see animal tracks on the snow on the ice. However, this has been weird. And yes, I've been seeing lots of them. In the past week, I saw tracks of about a dozen kinds of critters. None of these are unusual. Squirrels, mice, voles, fox, coyote, deer, shrew, etc., hare and rabbit. The only one that was a little bit of a surprise, well, I guess there's two of them. One of them was bobcat and the other one was raccoon. Now, what made the raccoon a little bit unusual, because they are such common critters, is that usually in January they're asleep. but not this particular one. It left, well, easy to see tracks. There's other things going on as well. I did not see tracks of otter and mink and muskrat and weasel, and I'm sure they're out there and being very active as well. Among the birds, we are settled down now with the winter ones. The ones that are here now are pretty likely to stay. And with this snow and the colder weather, we may be seeing more happening around the bird feeders. I feed birds, and I enjoy watching birds at the feeder, but I've learned long ago they really don't need us. And if it's mild weather, they'll just as soon eat somewhere else. But if they need a handout, they'll show up. And it's interesting to watch them. And I've been seeing the usual ones coming, the woodpeckers and the nuthatches and the chickadees. Also of note, I saw one day this week, I saw a northern shrike. A northern shrike is classified as a songbird. However, it acts more as a raptor, and it has a hook beak and claws, and it will swoop in to catch other birds. Several times I've seen northern shrikes that come to bird feeders, but they don't come for seeds. They come to feed on those that are feeding on seeds. And yes, they are. I saw one. You rarely see more than one by itself. I have been hearing owls calling. Wintertime is not unusual to hear owls call. Bald eagle a couple of times during the week. Ravens and crows and blue jays, yeah, they're still active as well. So they're the things that we can look forward to seeing much of the winter. Another thing that I enjoy seeing in the winter is all the seeds that form on trees. And if you start looking around, it's easy to see the seeds still on the tree. Sometimes the tree looks like it has leaves. You get a closer look, and it really is seeds. But those seeds often fall before we get further along in the winter. So we've got a long way to go. As I said at the beginning, perihelion. And the days are going to continue to get longer. We are now having more than 10 minutes of daylight from what we had during the winter solstice, which was December 21. So enjoy. Take care. Have a good one.
Thanks a lot, Larry. Really appreciate it. That is Larry Weber. Larry's an educator, author, and naturalist, and he joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac.